From Tidbits for March 30th, 2009, this is KeyQ's Keyboard Shortcut Cheat Sheet Goes Global by Matt Newberg. First, the bad news. When I'm using even a relatively simple application like TextEdit, there are over 75 possible keyboard shortcuts I could press. I'm including here not just menu commands belonging to TextEdit itself, but shortcuts inserted into the services menu by applications scattered all over my hard disk, plus system-wide global keyboard shortcuts enabled by the system and by various preference panes and faceless background applications. Who on earth can memorize 75 keyboard shortcuts? How is anyone supposed to deal with this? And of course, things change radically each time I switch from one application to another. Some applications have literally hundreds of keyboard shortcuts. As a result, I find myself resorting to menus much more than to keyboard shortcuts. And even then, I'm frequently confused when I do try a keyboard shortcut and some utterly unexpected, surprising thing happens, typically because I got it wrong and some service or global shortcut responded. Okay, now the good news. Ergonis Software's KeyQ 4.4 now knows about most of these keyboard shortcuts. You remember KeyQ, right? I reviewed it when it first came out. See, Ergonis's KeyQ offers Keyboard Shortcut Cheat Sheet, 2004-06-04. KeyQ lets me specify a modifier key combination which, when held down for a while, causes a reminder list of currently available keyboard shortcuts to appear without my having to hunt through any menus. Then I can proceed to choose one. Not only do I rapidly acquire a muscle memory for those keyboard shortcuts I use most, but also I learn about keyboard shortcuts I probably wouldn't even have discovered otherwise. In that original review, I wrote, quote, "What I really want is a cheat sheet that lets me see and choose from all of an application's menu items, whether or not they have shortcuts, and I'd also like a cheat sheet showing all the global hotkeys that various applications have installed." Ergonis has now responded to the second wish on that list. KeyQ 4.4 knows about at least some global hotkeys. I say some because it's easy to find global hotkeys of which KeyQ knows nothing. For example, on my machine, Command-Control-Option-T toggles key-click on and off, and Command-Control-Option-W summons the which window list, but KeyQ's cheat sheet doesn't list those. Still, the improvement in this version, together with the previous version which introduced user customization of the modifier key combination that activates the KeyQ window, is palpable and very welcome. A single machine KeyQ license is €19.99. It requires Mac OS X, 10.4 Tiger or later, and there's a 1.1 megabyte trial download. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Matt Newberg, and thanks for listening to this little note about KeyQ 4.4.